Peter, we work on intentions. A lot of times I ask students to pick three intentions before they play and to stick to it. But you know what? Sometimes three is too much. And we've talked about this a little bit, and I've experienced it myself. I know you have. Sometimes it's just the one thing. You got to pick the one thing in that moment or even in that match that you're going to focus on. Talk about that. I know you're working on consistency as your one thing right now, but kind of talk about that idea of the one thing to keep you focused instead of getting distracted.
Yeah, the consistency right now is just even when I'm warming up, I'm trying to keep almost everything in. If I'm in the net or if I'm doing overheads, or if I'm doing serves, and I'm getting now more like 90% in, and I used to probably get 60% in. Mm-hmm. So I was out of control in my warm-up and not being consistent enough. I think in a tournament recently, actually, I just had one thing, and that was staying as loose as possible and supporting my partner, because we were in pretty heated doubles matches, and I was finding sometimes my partner was getting quite stressed and nervous and tight, even though he's a very strong player. And so just having that one thing that I was focusing on in the match, supporting my partner, staying loose to keep him loose, I think really helped me not worry about what was happening on the other side of the net too much or right next to me, and just focus on my game and being as supportive as possible. And I found that to be really powerful, and everything else I could pretty much block out.
Yeah, it's just, again, that one thing. When we're distracted, we're thinking about a lot of different things. There's pressure, there's a lot of moving parts. One thing, it's just that one thing. It could be on your serve, you might focus on one thing. It could be your overall game. It could be, hey, I'm just gonna breathe, take one deep breath between every point today. And that one thing, it's like there's that sense of accomplishment. It's kind of like, you know, in the real world, people have a tendency to multitask, doing all these different things at the same time. You just got to focus on that one thing that's going to give you the biggest payoff. And in this case that you were explaining, you were talking about consistency gives you a huge payoff, and then being supportive of your doubles partner gives you a huge payoff as well.
That's right. No, I think that's true. And even sometimes in returning serves, if I tell myself I'm going to put a lot of pressure on my opponent on their second serve, I'm going to make them feel so uncomfortable that I've noticed that their first serve gets a lot tighter. They start missing a lot more because they're so nervous to be hitting a second serve. And again, it's one intention. I'm trying to really go after and get a couple breaks early because I'm confident I can keep my serve. So that's an example in a match recently in singles. That's all I did.
Yeah. You're setting many goals, many intentions, and you'll notice, again, we're not talking about winning or losing matches. We're talking about the game within the game. What's happening underneath the surface, what the pros are actually focusing on, what the best players are doing, and what you guys can do to stop playing so tight and stop playing so nervous. Set these really proactive, productive, positive intentions or goals, and just pick one thing at a time so that your mind can handle it and feel that success. It's going to give you fabulous results.